Amazing.
We're back from that. That was an ordeal to sort out.
Well, Zoom called us poor, so.
Yeah, and listen, we've only made $50 on this podcast, so. They're right.
They're not wrong.
They're not incorrect.
Wrong. Yeah.
Oh my god, and tax season is upon me, so.
Damn.
But, in really exciting news, I got a kitten!
Khadijah got a kitten. What's the kitten's name?
Lydia.
Lydia!
Lydia!
Lydia! I don't know where that... I don't know where the sense of urgency came from. But I envision myself, like, at the foot of the stairs on, like, a clock tower. And just, like, screaming and being like, Lydia! Or, I don't know. Wow.
What the fuck?
No, I don't know either. Lydia. I'm so sorry.
Well, Lydia is super cute. She's been through a lot.
Haven't we all? Join the club, girly.
That's literally what I said when the lady gave me her whole dissertation, her whole file. I was like, me too, girl. Me too.
She takes out a whole, like, manila A5 folder. She, like, slams it on the ground, slams it on the desk, and she's like, this is part one.
Literally, he was about to say that.
I'm too stoned. No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
What?
No, it's just my intrusive thoughts are coming through.
Oh, my God. So, we're obviously stoned because we thought it could be fun to do that and give y'all... or read your letters that you send in. Listen, this may or may not be the best or worst idea we've ever done. I also got Twitter this week, so I'm just full of bad decisions, apparently. Dennis,
and
I need
that's
you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Dennis!
No,
Dennis,
full transparency, I forgot that. I was like...
Look me square in the eyes, like... What do you want me to say?
I'm like, what else you got?
What are we doing
no,
here?
No. Yeah, it's kind of been... So you said something about decision-making? Yeah, I get it, honestly. Well, so I just got back from New York. The one thing that I will say about that city is that it smells like hot garbage everywhere.
Everywhere. And it is so expensive.
It is so expensive. And for what reason?
That's what
okay,
I'm asking.
No, to be very fair, to be very transparent, also, while I was there, I felt very, like, just motivated to do stuff.
Same. I will say
which
that
is
too.
Weird. Because I got back to Toronto and I was like, no, I'm taking naps. Every day. But yeah, there's something about that city that's like that kind of lit a fire under my ass to come home and nap. So I don't know.
You're so fucking annoying.
But no, New York
to
was
come
cute.
Home
Thank
and
you
nap.
So much. Thank you so much to everyone that sent over recommendations to the Instagram when I prompted you guys. Full transparency, it was only like two of you, but
I was like, I didn't even know you asked for recommendations.
I did.
That did
someone
not
told
pop
me
up
to
in
go to
my
Le...
algorithm.
Someone told me to go to Levin Bakery for cookies. I love that bakery. I've been there previous to their recommendation. So if you're visiting New York, feel free to go to that bakery. They have really good chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
Yeah. And also... what was another highlight of my trip? I went to Storm King Art Center, which is a really cool... It's basically 500 acres of land, and there's just so many art sculptures and installations that you can ride a little trolley around to go see. That was very fulfilling. There's that.
You looked away and then said fulfilling like I guess that's what I'm supposed to say.
No, like, I just couldn't think of the word.
That
I
was really fulfilling.
It was really fulfilling, guys. No. I was really excited to be there. It was so hot that day. Holy shit.
Yeah. Because let's talk about it. It's been hot. It's been
warm. I don't know. Like, we're in the middle of Satan's swamp ass. Ooh, like,
yep. Unless you subscribe to the Dante's Inferno version of hell, because then it's the coldest place on earth. But
yeah, it was so hot in New York in like the past week. It was like 38. I don't know for you Americans. I don't not you Americans. Oh, sorry.
I guess for you Americans, it would be
like 105 some shit.
No, 104 is 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, okay.
So you have to like multiply by 9, divide by 5, and add 32. I know that's really. Well, you lost No. The only reason I know that is because when I moved to Canada, I remember being confused about the weather for a while, and like they would tell you the backwards version. So 38 times 9 divided by 5 plus 32, that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Anyway,
so it was 100.
We don't have to. America's the only place that uses this. Fuck that. 38 degrees Celsius. Everywhere else in the world uses Celsius.
It's true. It's really you're actually, that's right.
Yeah, so this is just for language sake, 100 degrees for the Americans. For the rest of the planet, y'all know how hot it was.
Do you like hot weather?
No, I fucking hate the summer. It's my favorite season.
Okay, maybe not my least favorite season.
Oh, it's my least favorite. Yep.
Definitely up there. I hate humidity. I'm Filipino, so my skin loves it. But my eczema loves it.
True.
I just cannot deal with wanting to shower as soon as I step outside.
Right? It's the humidity. That's disgusting. The worst part. Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
Monday, it rained so much too because of how humid it's been here. Like, whew. I'm talking like pouring, wind just blowing. Everybody that was on the street was just hiding out in buildings for a while.
Yeah, same here. It was a little scary, actually. It was also a very quick... It was like a quick deluge of just rain. It was, I think it was like
come 10 on, deluge.
Come on, deluge.
You know what word I've been hearing the more? What?
Here ladies we go. And gentlemen, welcome to stage.
Deluge of rain. But rain is spelled like it's spelled like REIGN. Is that how you spell rain? Or is it I before E?
REIGN. You are right.
Okay, I was gonna say, I've been seeing the word bespoke a lot more, and I didn't know what that meant. I just kept seeing it more places, and I was like, what the fuck? I have never heard this word. And now, I found that out after, because I asked someone, because someone was like, oh, it's like bespoke, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, listen, I'm seeing that word everywhere. What the fuck does it mean? Because one thing I'm gonna do is ask you what something means. I don't know, I made a promise to my... Anyway, this doesn't matter.
No. There's peace in knowing that you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa. Okay, chill out.
What? I just said... That was you talking to yourself. You're right. That was you talking to yourself.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of peace in knowing that you don't know everything and you're not supposed to know everything. And people that... No, you know what? Let's not get into it. People who love...
Well, you know... proceeds to get into it.
Sometimes you lie to yourself. It's fine.
Lie to me.
Also, wait. This also ties into...
I love how you just completely... Okay, for those of you that aren't in my life regularly, I do this often. So the fact that Dennis just immediately moved on to the next subject is so funny to me. Because it's just indicative of how often I do it. Like, it's It's not even novel.
No, I understand because sometimes you do have to break out into song, and
sometimes you just got a song in
your
heart.
What song is that? Lie to Me by George?
Lie to me one last time. Why didn't I listen to my heart? She's something, something from, I think so. Is it George? I don't know who that is.
George Nazuka?
I thought it was when Jesse, what's that, McCartney was doing his, you know,
the face. No, I don't know. Wasn't he the voice of the guy in Tangled?
Jesse McCartney? Was he? I don't know. I know, my mouth was agape.
Okay, Jesse McCartney. Yeah, he's a very popular voice actor.
Good for you. I love when singers realize that you can get a lot of money in voice acting.
Honestly, I might be making all of this up. Hold on, give me 1 second. Acting career. So he was in, what is that movie, Tangled? He's not in Tangled, just kidding.
I thought he was in Tangled. It's Mandy Moore, and who else?
Tangled voice. Oh, Zachary Levi.
Who?
I don't know, he's with the one white guy that looks like another white guy.
Great.
Thanks, Dennis. Jesse McCartney voiced someone in a video game that he used to play called Kingdom Hearts. Shout out to anyone that plays video games.
Good for y'all.
Good for us, because I can't think of anything. Wait. So, me and Khadijah were going through the reviews for the pod, and they're so nice.
Wait, you're wearing?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. It's the only hat that like fits my head shape.
So 2004 really is back, huh?
Yeah, I've been wearing this forever. I've been wearing, for everyone who's interested, I'm wearing a Bass Pro Shops hat. I am not...
You look like a trucker today.
I think I have glasses. Wait, no. They're too far. It's fine. But I'm giving very much Republican vibes.
Yep, you're giving very much I was born a fetus.
yeah or like
no. it's not hate, it's heritage.
Damn.
Never heard that.
Or I hate the gays but will bend over in a parking
lot. Oh my god, Dennis! Oh, why is it always got to be a parking lot, huh?
Like, can I say I just speak from experience? This may be the worst idea we had, because we do not have an agenda for this episode.
Wait, read the review. We were going somewhere else.
Yeah, no. Anyway, okay. Wait, because of the fucking hat. Okay, wait. Reel it back. No. Come back. I'm pulling you back. So, take it away, Khadijah.
Dennis, you're the... I'm gonna fucking kill
you. No, I'm joking. Okay, no. Okay, so this review...
This cat is probably terrified.
She's like, you guys gotta do this every week.
She's like, why you gotta laugh like bullets?
So, as I mentioned earlier, we were going through the reviews. Firstly, they're heartwarming. Thank you so much for even...
Taking time to write it.
5-star. Honestly, yeah. I wasn't expecting like full-on reviews, but people leave them. And this one that I read ties into what I'm going to be talking about for the next maybe 2 minutes, because we don't have that much time. But this review was
left... Why do we not have that
left...
much time? You're scaring me.
Like, we don't have that much time left on this earth.
Dennis, okay. All right. Carry on.
So
just fucking go. Just fucking so, go.
The review was left on what month is that? July the 1st, which if I'm not mistaken is Canada Day. Boo. Boo. Tomato, tomato. So the person left, the first line of the review reads, "I was told I needed to write a review so that Denny could quit a job that he hates. So here we are. Chase your dreams." First of all, that is a very strong hook, a very strong opening line.
That is a very strong opening line. That's so, like life or death right there. Like,
absolutely. So I am very pleased to say that I did leave that job.
Yeah.
And I have been that job free for the past, what, like a week and a bit? I think like a week. Not even. No, yeah, like a week. Feeling great. Here we are.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
That was really only 2 minutes. So, yeah. A little life update for me. I quit my job. I'm currently doing something else that I enjoy because there's a lot more freedom. More freedom than my previous job. So I think I'm going to be exploring some creative avenues.
Nice, so we'll see. Nice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm going to be doing ceramics, guys. So
I love ceramics. For anyone that's never thrown at the wheel, it's a lot more aggressive than you think.
It really is. It requires a lot of like upper body strength.
A lot of force.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I just have nails is why I haven't done it in a while. But
yeah, that's the one problem.
Once I really take these out, I'm definitely gonna go back and do some classes.
Yeah, I love it. It's also so relaxing.
Yeah.
And it forces you to be okay with
making a bunch of shitty stuff.
But being okay with what is it called? Something fleeting.
Yeah.
Because you might like, I don't know,
like clay. If you mess it up, it's like, okay, you can't use this anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you just feed it back into like the clay thing. And yeah. You can reuse it. It's really cool. So there's that, a little life update for me. So I got back from New York. I was in New York unemployed. I left New York employed. Weird.
Love that.
I got a couple job interviews and it's really true what people say. Like, you need to know people to get a job.
You know?
All my jobs I've landed because I know a person who knows a person.
Like, that was what serving was after a while. I was like, do I need to bring a resume or should I just... Is this a formality?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
So...
Uh-oh, now he's going frat, bro. Laguna boy.
Stop.
Wearing it backwards. Yo, yo. Did you know that this act,
Do you know that the act of moving your cap from this way to this way is called south billing?
South billing? To move your hat from front to back?
Put
the bill behind. Of the cap, oh my God.
The south. Isn't that wild?
Interesting is what it is.
You know what taught me that? Pokemon the TV series.
What?
Exactly. It's crazy how life works like that.
Okay, we're gonna take a break and then we're gonna and then we're gonna read your letters. Cause I don't know what fuck is happening to Dennis presently, but
yeah. Me too, honestly.
I'm kidding. You're fine.
Thank you.
Oh, the cat thrives in chaos. She's sleeping, even through the loud noise.
The cat is sleeping?
Yeah.
Hi!
Hi!
Welcome back.
Welcome
back to another episode.
Nope. Welcome back was good. Oh, Dennis.
Enough. So... there isn't really an agenda, as I mentioned earlier, for this episode. We have a whole slew of emails to get through because we prompted you guys to send through some things you are seeking advice for.
Which, I don't even know what possesses us. But you know what? Keep going.
The one thing that Khadija and I will have is the audacity.
That's right.
So, yeah, like I said, this episode, we're just going to be talking about things that you guys need advice about or advice for. Advice about? No. Advice for. So, this email reads, "Hey, please call me Moon. Hey, Moon, how are you?"
Hi, Moon.
Moon goes by they, them pronouns, and they want to know how should they deal with feeling behind in life? So, little bit of context. They say that they're currently in college. They're not super passionate about their major, but their last major burnt them out, so just surviving. They lost their passion for what they originally wanted to do, which is in the entertainment industry. They graduate college next year, and they're absolutely terrified. They don't know what to do with their life. They don't have a dream job. They don't know where they want to live. They just want to get out of their hometown and live my life being a happy and what? And live my life being happy and out as a queer, gender non-conforming cutie. So it sounds like you have the answer to it.
Yeah, I was like, if that's what you want to do. Like, I think we make things a lot more difficult for ourselves because we internalize a lot of stuff that other people have put on us, and like, if you don't, I don't know, I find the whole feeling behind in life thing is something that happens when you start comparing yourself to people, which is what we do all the time. It happens. Mm-hmm. But it's also a thing of like, you can still compare yourself to people, but like, have confidence in yourself, you know? Like, because I feel like you're not gonna ever completely get rid of like that emotion. Especially if you're somebody, like you said, that was doing creative work, like, or if you just exist. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, maybe just let yourself be okay with comparing yourself, but, like, wondering or maybe working on the confidence element of...
Yeah.
Because, honestly, none of us know what the fuck is going on. None of us know what we're doing. I don't know what I'm doing on any given day. I'm, like, sitting here terrified all the time that, like, all of this is just going to dry up and, like, I don't know what I'm going to do next, you know? And that's, unfortunately, life.
And the one thing that I will add is when you told me that you were 20, so they're 20 years old.
Oh, baby!
Yeah, you got time. Well, you got time, but also the one thing... So I'm 29, and... If I had the chance to tell myself, don't spend your 20s thinking about what other people are doing, I would...
Go back and tell yourself.
Yeah. Because your 20s is such an opportune time for you to dip your feet into whatever it is that you want to do.
But it's also because, like... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry. I interrupted you.
No, I'm just really glad you took that.
I'm really glad you took that. I was just going to say, I feel like hindsight is always 20/20. Some of us learn from other people's mistakes, and the majority of us have to learn from our own. So, honestly, being 20, being scared, your feelings are valid. Like, it's fine. Like, it makes sense. It's totally fair. Obviously, that's what it is when you're finishing school. Like, you're finishing at 20, too. That's quite young. Or 21, I guess. But still, either way, it's young and it's scary. Especially when you live in a world where you are taught and told what to do the minute you start going into school. You leave and it's how can you even trust yourself? How can you even trust your own voice? You've been used to getting told what to do all the time. So, like... Let this be your time to figure it out and do your best, I guess, to just be uncomfortable with it not going the way you expected, because nothing ever will. Most things won't. I mean.
It's true.
And I'm saying this fully reclined back. God, something happened when I hit 30, and I know that seems annoying and dramatic, but, like, I've had friends that are over 30 tell me that, and I'm sure it happens again when you're 40. You know, at the end of every decade, I'm sure something... But something happens
that just made me kind of... You have a mass realization of something.
I also think it might have been the 4 tabs of acid I did on my birthday, but who's counting?
That'll do it. That'll do it.
It chilled me out. I'm kidding. Do not listen. No one is telling you to do that much. We are not telling you to do that much acid. No, no, don't even, don't at me. I didn't say that, and I'm not condoning it. I'm just telling you what I had did on my birthday because Dennis bought it for me.
That was the last thing I was expecting.
I know, the look on your face.
I did. You know what I did? I will own up to that.
I did. You know what I did? I did.
I did. I really did. And you know what? We had a fun time.
We had a really fun time. The shame over on my actual birthday was horrific, but you know, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Moon, best of luck.
No, honestly though, best of luck because it's on. Some of it is like ties into luck, like where you are.
Yeah,
you might just happen to be in a specific spot in time or a specific place that you will need to be, and most of it, most of that is going to be luck or just yeah. So, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Just make sure your bills are paid, your belly is fed
as best you can. Yeah, and then
yeah.
Don't let that become the only thing you're concerned about, though, because it's easy to get stuck in that routine.
So easy to get caught up in that. And then all of a sudden, you're 30.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like, I remember working. That's what I remember. Working. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I think my early to mid... No, even late. My early to late 20s, I was just working. And now in my 30s, I can, like, actually approach my 30s. I can start to... Oh, I was going to say, I can start to chill out, but...
Because we're all still working.
It's true. But I hope that answers your question, Moon. Don't feel like you have to be in a specific spot in time because of your age. Honestly, when I was 20, I had no idea what the hell I was going to be doing for the rest of my life. Would I ever have dreamt of living the life that I live now? No. But I am glad that I made steps towards it.
And yeah, feel your feels. You're allowed to. And then yeah. Start thinking about ways to act on the things that you actually want for yourself. It's hard. It takes a lot of experimenting. But my voice teacher used to say this to me. Get excited about the possibilities. And it was really cheesy and annoying. And then once I was finally ready to hear it for myself and interpret it into my life the way it needed to be, it has been very helpful. So whatever that means for you, and like I'm going to tell everybody, take whatever you want from our advice. Leave it. Leave all of it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm literally reclining right now. This is glorious.
That's a really nice sofa, actually. No, that's new, right?
Technically, I had that orange one, but that one broke.
True. Yeah.
Because I was all right, a fan so... kick on the couch.
Damn. Damn. So, okay. Let's bring it to the next email. So, this one's from Lisa. She goes by she, her pronouns. She's 25 going on 26 in August. Are fun. You a Leo? You are a Leo. She is a queer Filipina from Minnesota. Shout out Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, she's never going to send us mail ever
Canadian
again.
Accent.
She's literally never going to talk to us ever again.
That's fair.
Hi. How are you? Okay, so Lisa wants to know How do you know, or how can you tell when the people you're hanging out with are romantically interested in you or want more than a platonic
friendship? Lisa, you came to the wrong place. Lisa! Woo, Lisa! You came to the wrong place. Sorry, I'm done.
So there's your answer. But honestly, okay, so from my experience, there's like an unspoken game that people love to play when they're going on dates with people. And that game is usually entails people not talking about their feelings. So I have learned to be as straightforward as possible with how I feel, especially when dating, because you can't expect people that you've especially just met to read into or to not take you for who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, and if they don't, that's like personal things that maybe have happened to them to inhibit them from being able to, right? Like,
right.
You know, right. People overcorrect, people kind of whatever, but yeah, sorry.
What?
I'm laughing because, okay, I was trying to be funny, but honestly, I'm just a very direct person. Like, when I was younger, if I had a crush on a friend and I still liked them, like, I'd wait a few months, because if I still felt the same way, then I would tell them. And I would be very straightforward. I'd be like, listen, I think I have a crush on you. If you like me more than that, cool. If you don't, it's also cool. We can still be friends, but just let me know. But they would always be the ones to make it weird, because they wouldn't take me at my word. And would, like, get uncomfortable. And I'd just be like, I don't know. I just, like, I never understood it. Because to me, I'm like, this clears up so much if we both just tell each other how we feel. But I've realized a lot of this stuff comes down to people not wanting to talk about their feelings because they barely understand them themselves, you know? Is what I think. That's just me speculating, because if you're friends with people and you have to deal with the repercussions of liking a friend as more than a friend or vice versa or whatever, there are a lot of conversations that have to happen after the fact. It can't just be something that happens and it's over and done with, because if one person likes a friend and the other person doesn't, like, you know what I mean? If the feelings aren't reciprocated or whatever, there have to be more conversations that go into that if you care about the friendship. Is that what the... Or is she just saying, in general, she can't tell when people like her?
There is, like, a whole... Okay, so there is, like, a little bit of... There's more context. She says, so my fatal flaw is that I'm a Leo Sun, Cancer, Venus, /Mars, and I'm so radically delusional.
Girl. You are, because so that whole sentence was in... I'm not going to say that. No. I was going to say this is so weird. That whole sentence was wild. Girl, what...
Yeah, so she was saying how she's so radically delusional that she thinks everyone is in love with her. She says, it sounds so stupid writing this out, and realistically I know that's not true, but I'm also quite oblivious to in love romantically cues and my fear of people being in love with me before actually knowing me as a person becoming friends is enough of a barrier that hinders me from getting close to people letting people in as I am getting to know them.
I honestly, for me, the thing that has helped is treating people like they're my friends first and foremost, because for me, it's eased a lot of my anxieties around talking to people, dating, whatever. I, though, am the opposite of her in that I don't think anybody likes me, so I never assume that first. So, girl, I really don't know what to tell you. Because I, other than what must be nice, I'm kidding, I'm terrible. Dennis?
She says, also as a Leo, I think really highly of my friendships. In the past, I've definitely been overcommitted in friendships and have been burned when it's not reciprocated and friendship breakups hurt too much.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the Cancer side.
Well, Cancer... Moon.
I mean, so...
Not moon. Sorry.
Rising. Yes. So, a lot of it, you just have to be direct, as scary as it is for most people. It just makes things so much easier when you are very direct about what your expectations are, what you're feeling, and where you, like, what kind of future you see for this.
And also, that takes practice. Like, again,
yeah, totally.
Another piece with the take whatever you want, leave whatever you want advice. Anything we tell you, no matter what, it's going to be applied differently to you because you're a different person. So you have to figure out how to fold it into your life in a way that works for you if you choose to take it. One. Two, I don't know. I just think, again, we've talked about this before. Sometimes folks want advice, but they don't really want advice. They just want people to make the feeling go away, or the uncertainty or the fear. And nobody can do that for you but yourself, unfortunately. So, because you're the only one who knows exactly what the feeling is. So, like, or the worry or whatever it is. So, in what Dennis is saying about being direct, you're just going to have to also practice it. And it's going to be uncomfortable, and there are going to be some mishaps. And just make sure you, like you said, you think highly of your friends. So, if you have a good group of friends around that you can rant to about your dating woes, like, I joked with one friend that, like, it's the summer of love. I'm trying to figure stuff out. So when I have a weird story or a wild one, I'll tell him. And it's like, I don't know. They're just, yeah, I don't know. Teehee. Sorry, that was.
Yeah.
Dennis, you keep going silent. And I'm like, you're going to edit this and you're going to hear it back. I'm ready for you to edit this and hear it back and start laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also another thing is you do need to be able to read people's body language as well. Like, I
don't trust that all the time, though. Because body language is... I'm just learning. I was just doing consent talk stuff and learning that body language isn't always the most reliable thing either way. So that's why somebody, like, needs to tell you themselves, like, hey, like, you can go off of body language, I guess, but I don't know. I just worry about that sometimes. Because it's leaving a lot unsaid. Lisa, we hope this helps.
And if it didn't?
Fair.
What can we do?
Wow, we are so annoying.
Okay, who's next? Okay, hey guys, it's Jack again. Hey Jack, I think
Jack.
I answered Jack's question about
Jack.
What was it?
There were two about, Jacks, so I don't know.
There was one that was about
Dennis. This is a matter
dealing with mental
does it?
Dealing or like mental health. Yeah. Or
wait, does
I guess
this matter?
About dealing with mental health.
Does this matter in terms of his letter?
No, but he's a repeat customer. I want to make sure that he knows. He knows
know.
That we read his emails, Khadijah.
We literally, I think he would know because we literally answer the question on the podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You kept trying to think of it, and I was like, Dennis says a matter. Dennis says a matter. You're like, no, I think.
Okay, so his question is, he has a question, he wants to know about crushes. So he says, I have a crush on this guy. He's a good friend of mine. Oh.
Here we fucking go. Here
we go. We became friends about a year ago in marching band. Oh.
Fucking marching band? Of course. No offense, Jack. It's not a bad thing. I was in choir. I was
in a band adjacent. He would help me with music such as notes and rhythms. Okay.
What?
Go off.
Yeah.
A few months ago, he texted me, and we eventually started texting each other mainly about school. After my freshman year ended a few months ago and my summer vacation started, I asked him if we could hang out sometime. He said he was busy and would try sometime again to hang out with me.
Continue. That face. Stop. Stop.
I'm cutting this out. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read the next... I'm going to read the next paragraph now.
Poor cat. Oh my god, I'm scared of this cat.
Oh shit. Okay.
Dennis, stop! Fucking stop!
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read the next paragraph. It says... I really want to tell him that I have a crush on him, but I'm scared to. I recently told my sibling about it, and they said to just go for it, but I'm nervous to ask him. What if he doesn't like me? What if he isn't interested in the same gender? I really need advice on this from y'all. By the way, love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Sweetheart. Well, this ties into Lisa's question.
Yeah. Do you have any, like...
I was just gonna say, there's a way to just tell people, I don't know, for me, I think the thing is, when you don't make it as big a deal, other people don't as much too. I mean, and even if they do, it's still not gonna affect you as much, so there needs to be, like, a bit of detachment to the outcome, which is hard. Again, it's a muscle you have to develop. It's not gonna come naturally. Maybe you do have to like someone, tell them you like them, and they reject you and keep going. For you to be able to, I don't know. But anyway, for me, if it was me, Khadija Mbo, the way that I am, because I've been this way since I was like a teen, like I just said, I would just tell people I like them. It would take me a while, and it was really scary. Oh my God, I was like a nervous wreck before. But, especially with texts and stuff, it's easy to just, not easy, but you can just make something simple and concise, like, hey, I think you're really cool, and... I don't know if you are interested in men. If you are, would love to get a drink and like get to know you more. If not, that is totally fair. I really don't want you to think that I would think of you any differently, even if you weren't, because I just think you're cool. Like, you know, like really, like, because when you tell someone, like imagine it was you, when somebody tells you that, unless you're a complete asshole, you can acknowledge that it's brave to do that because so few of us do it, you know? And it's flattering too. But it's also kind of scary, especially if you aren't interested, because it feels like you have to say yes instead of being able to let someone down easy. So if you start open and honestly with being vulnerable and then are like, okay, this is like create a space for that person to also be allowed to make a choice. I don't know. I think that that's the only thing you can do, and you don't know what the result is going to be until you do it. So you can sit in the what if and be freaked out, but that's only going to do so much. After a while, you either, I'm very like shit or get off the pot kind of thing. Like after a while, you either say something or you just don't and you eat that. But if you want to be better at it, you have to practice putting yourself out there. And again, as someone who's done it a lot, it fucking sucks. It's annoying. But some people are worth it more than others.
And so also keep in mind, Jack is going into his sophomore year in high school.
What? Sorry. Okay, hold on. Hold up.
You were saying like, go
y'all,
for a drink.
You literally let me get got. Because you watched me in silence say all this shit.
No, you had very valid points though.
Not me encouraging minors to go out for drinks. Listen, I'm not encouraging that shit. Do not at me. I did not, I forgot. I did not know Jack was a sophomore. Jack, what is going on?
Jack is a sophomore in high school.
Where are Jack's parents?
I'm concerned for Jack. He said after my freshman year ended a few months ago and my summer vacation started.
Freshman could be college, girl.
Who's college marching band?
You didn't see Drumline?
No. College marching band, but like,
you didn't see Drumline?
I love Drumline. All firstly, right.
Thank you.
But no, this is definitely high school.
Damn, I was half paying attention to the details part. I was just getting to the advice thing. Jack, where are your parents? I'm kidding.
Hit the road,
kidding.
Jack. I'm kidding.
Jack, we're kidding.
No, we're kidding. We love you, but. I'm going to be honest with you, Jack. It sounds like he's not interested, but...
Damn.
Jack, I have to be honest with you.
That was so brutal, and I'm laughing, Jack, because I'm like, wow.
Because he doesn't, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like it. You're right.
That's, or at least, like, from what Jack is telling us.
Because some people are shy, but a lot of times, if people want to make an effort, they will.
Yeah. But that's also something that you don't necessarily know in your sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, damn.
And also, damn. When Jack, when you told us the part where he said he was busy and would try again sometime to hang out.
Pizza just
me
walked.
And Khadijah were like,
girl, that's not a
he
good
is
sign.
Gone.
Because especially
that man has left the chat.
Especially now that I know that they're in high school, what's he busy doing?
Exactly.
He said, oh my God. I'm busy. I'm sorry, Jack. We're not laughing at you, Jack. Jack, I genuinely am not laughing at you. It is just so funny when you hear that. Like, I don't know why. Like, what are you doing? How old is this person, Jack?
I'm busy. Puts the phone down.
You're in high school. You can find out from friends of friends if he's queer with people that you trust to let you know. Yeah. And maybe find that out first before you do anything else.
There you go.
I don't know. That's...
All right.
I feel uncomfortable giving high schoolers advice, which I know I shouldn't because, like, it's not... I don't know. It, like, obviously y'all want some sort of guidance. I'm just... I was not the girl in high school getting... I did not date in high school, really. Like, that was not my ministry. I'm pretty sure I was asexual. So... All right, y'all. So, those are all the questions for now. We're making this a little bit of a short episode. We've been away for a little bit, you know. Had to take a bit of a break.
Oh my God, we're at 10,000 downloads.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, wow. Yes, we forgot to talk about that.
Guys, we're at 10,000 downloads. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you. Yeah, that's wild.
If you have any ideas about any kind of episode...
Yes.
...topics, please send them over, because Lord knows my last two brain cells are working overtime, just breathing.
Yeah.
So.
But thanks so much for listening to this episode. And we'll see y'all next week.
See you in the next one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No?
Bye, pizza.
Bye.